This is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News, right here at RBN Live, this 21st day of November 2023, the day before the 60th observance of the assassination of perhaps the best-loved president in American history. Live simulcasting on Speak Free Radio, Hezbollah is demonstrating a show of power as leveled a military base with ballistic missiles and drones. This is something that Israel does not want to have happen. They most certainly do not want a second front to open. Here we have most serious attack yet coming from this source. Very impressive. Hezbollah publishes a video of their troop targeting the headquarters of the Galilee Division of the Israeli enemy army in the Baranit barracks on the Lebanese-Palestinian border with heavy caliber Mirkan missiles. Let's see if we can play it for those when you see that video. Very nice, very nice. Meanwhile, Iran tells the United States it doesn't want the Gaza war to escalate into a regional conflict. Iranian Foreign Minister Hassani Abrabadalan has said to Iran, expressed to the U.S. through back channels, that does not want the Gaza war to escalate into a regional conflict, while warning escalation was inevitable if Israel doesn't stop its campaign. Over the past 40 days, actually 45 now, messages have been exchanged between Iran and the U.S. via U.S. interest section at the Swiss embassy in Tehran. In response, the U.S. we said Iran does not want the war to spread, but due to the approach adopted by the U.S. and Israel, if the crimes against the people of Gaza and the West Bank are not stopped, any possibility should be considered in a wider conflict could prove inevitable. I think that's right. And of course, they're not going to stop. Netanyahu's even said even if there were a ceasefire, the war would continue. So we have Biden sending an advisor to try to keep from opening a second front in Lebanon with Hezbollah. Amos Hochstein, a senior advisor to President Biden and a Jewish, of course, is in Israel to hold talks with Israeli officials on preventing a major war with Lebanon. Is fighting between Israeli and Hezbollah forces across the Israeli-Lebanon border continues to escalate. Hezbollah rocket strikes on Monday caused heavy damage to Israel's Briant military base near the border, but no casualties were reported. Israel's military responded with fighter jets, helicopters, and tanks, which targeted Hezbollah sites in southern Lebanon. Well, if Hezbollah comes in, Scott Ritter, among others, have said the Israelis are going to be in very, very deep trouble. Meanwhile, Iran has been granted the headship of the UN Human Rights Chair, despite terrorism. Honest to God, claims of Iranian terrorism are simply ridiculous. It's Israel and the United States who are the sources of terrorism, not Iran. And most certainly not Palestine. Meanwhile, U.S. officials and human rights group objected after Iran's envoy to the UN was allowed to chair a Human Rights Council meeting in Geneva last Thursday, describing it as an insult, given the Iranian regime's human rights abuses. Listen to that! How can you say Iran is abusing human rights and it's an insult for them to chair when Israel is slaughtering, committing genocide in Gaza? I mean, the hypocrisy boggles the mind. Meanwhile, there's a whole lot going on here. I have a lot of videos about it. We have Al-Qassam destroying 62 Israeli military vehicles, killing 9 IDF troops. Let's see what we pick up here from the video. Well, alas, the inevitable ads. Here we go. Hamas has made major claims about Israeli losses, just as those, Ivan, they demonstrate them taking place here in the video. There are several more Israeli troops killed as Al-Qassam fighters chase and attack IDF on Gaza streets. In other words, Hamas is hunting down IDF soldiers as prey. Here's another. Hamas kills more Israeli troops as IDF launches a fresh attack in South Gaza. There's a lot of reports. Hamas is clearly acquitting itself very, very well. I'm sure the Israelis are exasperated. Meanwhile, Mondo Wise reports, an influential Israeli national security leader makes the case for a genocide, believe it or not. Since October 7th, there's been no shortage of genocidal calls from Israeli leaders, as well as clear plans, also at a ministerial level, for the complete ethnic cleansing of Gaza. And while the usage of biblical euphemism like Benjamin Netanyahu's Amalek reference may appear too vague for some, even if the story suggests killing infants, on Sunday, retired Major General Giora Island, former head of the National Security Council and current advisor to the defense minister, decided to spell out genocide more explicitly. In a Hebrew article, in a printed edition of The Centrist, Edothi Aronet, titled Let's Not Be Intimidated by the World, Elon clarified the whole Gazan civilian population was a legitimate target, and that even severe epidemics in the south of the Gaza Strip will bring victory closer. His bottom line leaves no doubt about his view. They are not only Hamas fighters with weapons, they are also all the civilian officials, including hospital administrators and school administrators, and also the entire Gazan population, and enthusiastically support Hamas and cheered on its atrocities on October 7th, where I've explained those appear to have been engineered by Israel to set up a justification. Israel is not fighting a terrorist organization, but against the state of Gaza. Therefore, Israel will not provide the other side with any capability that prolongs life. In other words, he's all for the siege, denying food and water and fuel. I mean, just outrageous what's going on here. Here's more about Israel's genocide in their own words from the Institute for Public Accuracy. While White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby claimed Monday, Israel is not trying to wipe the Palestinian people off the map. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa Tuesday stated Israel's deliberate denial of medicine, fuel, food, and water to the residents of Gaza is tantamount to genocide. Meanwhile, it's time to invoke the Genocide Convention. UN whistleblower Craig Mokaber notes that while genocidal intent is usually difficult to prove, statements by Israeli leaders leave no room for doubt or debate. Among those statements, we're imposing a complete siege on Gaza. There'll be no electricity, no food, no water, no fuel. Everything is closed. We are fighting human animals, and we act accordingly, Israeli Defense Minister Gallant. Human animals must be treated as such. There will be no electricity and no water in Gaza. There will only be destruction. You wanted hell, you will get hell. Israeli Army's Major General Alain. To be clear, when we say that Hamas should be destroyed, It also means those who celebrate, those who support, those who hand out candy. They're all terrorists. They should also be destroyed. Minister of National Security, Gür. It's the entire nation out there that's responsible. It's not true, this rhetoric about civilians not aware, not involved. It's absolutely not true, President Herzog. You must remember what Amalek did to you, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Completely outrageous, completely outrageous. There's no question about the intent here. And as I reminded you of the rule of three, human beings can go 3 minutes without air. They can go three days without water. They can go 3 weeks without food. We're now 45, 46 days into this, virtually all with a siege. Meanwhile, we have Israel promotes a genocidal song on YouTube. The song, annihilate everybody.
Over and over again, that the Israeli state is not exactly being subtle about its intentions as regards its onslaught against Gaza. In preparing its people for war, the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, quoted the biblical story of Amalek, in which God commands the Israelites to kill all men, women, children, and livestock. Israeli leaders and officials have variously justified a total siege of food, water, energy, on the grounds that they're fighting human animals, saying that they're targeting for damage, not accuracy, promising to reduce Gaza to a city of tents, stating that Gaza must be destroyed because almost every building in Gaza is a stronghold of Hamas. We really could go on. If there was a hypothetical war crimes tribunal, you wouldn't need to dig through top secret classified Israeli documents to work out intent. You just need to listen and read out, read through what Israeli leaders and officials said in publicly, which could hardly be less subtle than screaming, "We are committing war crimes, by the way," very loudly. Well, if you want the most disturbing example of the unambiguously genocidal mentality that now grips Israeli society, then I'm afraid this is it. A song shared on the website of and the Twitter account of the public broadcaster Khan News features a group of children promising to annihilate everyone in Gaza. This is not a joke. It is called Friendship Song 2023, and Khan News shared it yesterday before abruptly deleting it. So they shared it on their website and their Twitter account and then deleted it. And it was made by a PR producer. We'll talk about this. And the lyrics promise to annihilate the swastika bearers. In another year, there will be nothing there, and we will safely return to our homes. Within a year, we will annihilate everyone, and then we will return to plow our fields. Now, where do you even begin here? You might think this is too on the nose, too completely unhinged to be real. Well, I have some bad news for you. Now, this comes on top of some other, frankly, genocidal rhetoric from the Israeli state and influential politicians and public figures, which I will come on to. But let's just start with this song. Brace yourself. It really is beyond belief.
We are the children of the victory generation. Autumn night falls over the beach of Gaza. Planes are bombing. Destruction, destruction. Look, the IDF is crossing the line to annihilate the swastika bearers. In another year, there will be nothing there, and we will safely return to our homes. Within a year, we will annihilate everyone, and then we will return to plow our fields. And we will remember everyone, the pretty and the pure. We will never let our hearts forget a friendship like that. Love sanctifies with blood. You will return and bloom amongst us. I mean, that's pretty grotesque. You got a bunch of kids singing about genocide. How bad is that? Meanwhile, vis-a-vis Ukraine, more brinksmanship. NATO shows pictures of Netherlander F-35s loaded with nuclear bombs. They have their bomb bay doors open. NATO is up the ante with Russia again. They published photos of Netherlands F-35 stealth jet with two B-61 nuclear bombs in its bomb bay. No announcement, no publicized threat. Just loaded the plane with nukes, sent it into the air, fly over a cameraman with its Bombay homeland and then publish photos showing the nukes on board. Yes. Remember now, Turkey's President Erdogan has been defiant in the face of their threat nukes and saying, we are not intimidated. Meanwhile, this is pretty bizarre too, all things considered. U.S. to deploy previously banned missiles to aim them at China. The U.S. military will deploy new medium-range missile systems to the Pacific next year for the purpose of deterring China from invading Taiwan, the commander of U.S. Army Pacific Forces said Saturday. According to Defense One, General Charles Flint said the deployment will include a land-based version of the Tomahawk missile, previously banned under the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, the INF, a treaty with Russia from which the U.S. withdrew in 2019. What a stupid idea that was. But then we've withdrawn from virtually every other nuclear arms treaty, which of course has put nuclear war on a hair trigger, even talking about a first strike policy. How's Russia going to respond to the U.S. having a first strike policy? You think about it. Meanwhile, Israeli-Hamas war. Families dig by hand to retrieve bodies buried in the rubble. I mean, it's outrageous. The wreckage goes on for block after devastated block. The smell is sickening. Every day, hundreds of people claw through tons of rubble with shovel and iron bars in their bare hands. They are looking for the bodies of their children, their parents, their neighbors, all of them killed in Israeli missile strikes. The corpses are there somewhere in the endless acres of destruction. Wow. Think about that. How would you like to undergo that process? Pretty disgusting. Meanwhile, 31 babies have been evacuated from Gaza's Al-Shafia Hospital. 31 premature babies have been evacuated from northern Gaza Al-Shafia Hospital to southern Gaza, where they're being prepared to enter Egypt for medical care. Now, mind you, this is what Israel would like, for everyone to enter Egypt to get them out of Israel, because they will not be allowed to return. Now, here, what I take to be a colossal blunder. Al Jazeera reports, Israel targets Gaza's Indonesian hospital. There are about 700 people, including medical staff, and injured inside Gaza's Indonesian hospital. There was intense fighting reported around Gaza's Indonesian hospital Monday. Israeli tanks surrounded the hospital in northern Gaza after artillery fire killed at least 12 Palestinians in the complex. Now, the reason this attack on this hospital is colossal blunder by Israel is that Indonesia is the world's most populous Muslim nation. Most populous Muslim nation. And they're going to be very disturbed. They're going to want retribution. They want to get involved. And when you have a country with staggering numbers of Muslims, it seems to me Israel, had it had any sense, would have avoided provoking them. Meanwhile, I'll be right back.
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because of the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Meanwhile, the U.S. says Israel has a right to expand its military operation in South Gaza, but wants a delay. A U.S. official said Sunday Israel has a right to expand its military operations in southern Gaza, but said the Biden admin is looking for a delay in the plan to account for the hundreds of thousands of civilians who have fled fighting from the north. In the event that we believe Israel is likely to embark on combat operations, including in the south, we believe they have the right to do that, but there's a real concern. We think their operation should not go forward until these people, those additional civilians, have been accounted for in their military planning. Well, I tell you, they have been accounted for. They're targets. They're up for slaughter. And remember, it was a Russian ambassador who called out the phony excuse of the right to self-defense. These are occupied populations. They actually have the duty to defend them, to protect their rights under international law. But I've emphasized again and again, they don't care about international law. They're following God's law. And God's law commands them to slaughter all the non-Jews, take their land, take their property, show them mercy, no mercy, even butcher their livestock. Meanwhile, even Haaretz is reporting Israeli helicopters hit music festival attendees with fire on October 7th. An Israeli military helicopter fired and hit attendees at the Nova Music Festival in southern Israel during the Hamas attack on October 7th. Haaretz reported on Saturday, citing a police investigation. The report reads, according to a police source, the investigation indicates that an IDF combat helicopter that arrived on the scene fired at terrorists there apparently also hit some festival participants. They didn't care who they hit. They just wanted to run up the numbers. They were killing Israelis because they don't care as long as it promotes their objective political. Just as they bombed their own embassy in Buenos Aires, and then when that didn't bring about enough casualties, they bombed their own Jewish community center. Meanwhile, in Morocco, crowds are angered after reports of dead Moroccans in Gaza. Now, you see, this is similar to what we're going to have with Indonesia. Palestinian solidarity has brought together the Moroccan people, seem to have temporarily halted Islamist socialist enmity. Rabat's ongoing silence over Israel's war on Gaza might further erode the link between the state and the population. In Morocco, their present silence over the mounting atrocity committed by Israel is bringing more and more enraged crowds in the street, all unified under one dead end normalization with Israel. From Rabat to Tangier, thousands of Moroccans took to the streets over the weekend, brandishing Palestinian flags and wearing kafayas while chanting in support for the liberation of Palestine, a once rare sight in Morocco's streets, but has now become a regular since 7 October, and for good reason. Meanwhile, Susan Sarandon, I'm really glad she's spoken up, criticized for sharing a post that Israel killed its own citizens. Israel cared its own citizens, but evidently Susan Sarandon making that observation, which is 100% true, is not acceptable. Get this. Newsmax. Actress Susan Sarandon had been harshly criticized for sharing a post saying that Israel murdered its own citizen on October 7th. Hey, we've even got it in her writs. The post she shared, written by political commentary Jackson Hinkle, read, Israel and Haaretz Israeli media have now confirmed that an Israeli helicopter murdered Israeli citizens on October 7th. Haaretz recently published a report saying an Israeli police helicopter, actually it was military, it was an Apache attack helicopter provided by the United States, which was responding to the massacre carried out by Hamas terrorists, may have accidentally killed terror civilians. I don't think there's anything accidental about it. Ron Campius, Washington bureau chief for the Jewish Telegraph Agency, wrote on Twitter, Susan Sarandon retweeting a far-right anti-Semite who is posting a lie is where we are. How bad is that? I congratulate her. I've always thought she was a decent, humane person. Meanwhile, the army, which has been wiped out by its woke policies, is sending a letter to soldiers booted from the service for refusing the COVID vax, asking if they'd like to return. I don't think they're going to get a lot of coming back. United States Army informed former service members released over COVID vax refusal. They have the opportunity to correct their military records and possibly rejoin. I wonder if they're going to be required to take the vax. FU would be my response. Former member were informed via letter from Brigadier General and Director of Military Personnel Management, Hope C. Rampy, stating the soldiers could have their records changed at their request.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. they can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me add that the Israelis are past masters at blaming their enemies for events they themselves have orchestrated. Thus, all this information about how Israel, the idea of worth killing people and blaming it on Hamas, I think is absolutely believable, totally credible. Like the 1967 attack on the USS Liberty, those are Israeli jets that were strafing, dropping torpedoes, trying to take out the American spy ship, killing some 34, injuring another 171. They knew it was an American ship, and they were ordered to do it anyway to be blamed on Egypt. In 9/11, of course, we had the absurdity of a call was received from, supposed to be from the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. 19 Islamic hijackers were accused, even though a half a dozen or more turned up alive and well the following day. The whole thing was totally fraudulent. They even switched to footage showing Palestinians rejoicing that I knew at the time was archival. They were just as slack-jawed and dumbfounded as the rest of the world. Well, Osama bin Laden, who was our man in Afghanistan, instrumental in getting Stinger missiles into the hands of the Mujahideen, they used to shoot down Soviet helicopters and planes, denied having anything to do with 9/11. But his denial was ignored. He actually was CIA, Colonel Tim Osman. He was visited by an official agency at a hospital in Dubai shortly before his death from his medical maladies. on 15 December 2001. That's right, 2001. You thought he died a decade later? No, that was an Obama Hollywood theatrical stunt to conduct a raid on a compound in Pakistan where the population had never seen Haider Harab Osama. No doubt because he'd been dead for a decade. How outrageous was that? So he could pose himself for a triumphal re-election of the man who got the most wanted man in the world. Well, we have realnewsandhistory.com sharing the video just to remind us, especially for those who don't know better, that Osama, tonight he had anything to do with it for the simple reason he had nothing to do with it. Check it out. Course. Here we go. Osama, I was falsely accused of the attacks of September 11th.
Nobody's gotten to the bottom of 9/11, unfortunately, or they should have, as to the maniacs that did that horrible thing to our city, to our country, to the world.
Bin Laden said he wasn't behind it.
Bin Laden, number one on everybody's most wanted list in the world today, is saying that, once again, that he did not do it. Don't hold him responsible. He's not guilty. He, of course, is the man that has been fingered by just about everybody in the world. And now he's released a statement really underlying that he had nothing to do with it. So let's go through the statement. There's some interesting aspects to this. He said, after the recent attacks which the U.S. has witnessed, the U.S. government ventured to point fingers at me, accuse me of involvement. The U.S. government has consistently blamed me for being behind every occasion its enemies attack it, that is the United States. And it goes on. I would like to assure the world that I did not plan the recent attacks, which seems to have been planned by people for personal reasons. And as for me, I have been living in the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan and following its leader's rules. The current leader does not allow me to exercise such operations. Well, Jack, you can we can all weigh that in the scale of credibility and come to our own.
Yeah, there are a lot of idiots out there, especially in the media, who aren't going to report the truth no matter what. Meanwhile, we have Argentina going wild as they elect a new president who's conservative. I'm getting feedback that this guy may not be as good as they think, but I hope that he might be good for Argentina. Conservative Javier Milei elected president. Argentina celebrate victory as a right-leaning populist. Javier Milei, described as the Argentinian Donald Trump, has been elected as the country's newest president. He's promised to cut government spending, fix the country's crumbling economy. Mainstream media is not happy about the outcome, labeling him crazy and a part of the far right. Everyone the media doesn't like, of course, is part of the far right. Let me say, I've been to Argentina in 2008 and 2009. I'm very impressed with Argentina. I was invited to give lectures on JFK and 9/11. And they have some respect for academicians and scholars. The reports I gave were published on the newspapers in Argentina, what I was reporting about 9/11 and JFK. And indeed, they invited me back the following year to be the keynote speaker at an international symposium on 9/11 truth and justice held where? Guess the National Library of the Republic of Argentina, where they had about 100 VIPs there and a dozen television cameras reporting on what had actually happened on 9/11. That is impressive. Something like that will not happen in the USA. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders seemed to me have completely lost his way. He's declaring, we'll go to war with white nationalism. This is very strange.
My family came from Poland. My father's whole family was wiped out by Hitler and his white nationalism. Too many people have fought over the years, too many people have died against racism to allow it to resurface and flourish in America. We will go to war against white nationalism and racism in every aspect of our lives.
It's increasingly evident that hopes for a two-state solution are almost dead. At the same time, polls among Palestinians in the occupied West Bank and Gaza are showing that they're increasingly in favor of a one-state solution with equal rights for Israelis and Palestinians alike and equal citizenship. Is that something you believe could happen, or is that something you support?
No, I don't. I mean, I think if that happens, then that would be the end of the state of Israel. And I support Israel's right to resist it.
So he doesn't want the state of Israel to end as a Jewish state. I used to have a high opinion of Bernie Sanders. In my opinion, his brain has turned to mush because he's endorsing white racism. White racism. This is absurd. Those who are claimed to be white nationalists in the United States, of course, are Donald Trump supporters, conservatives, those who are politically on the right. But the idea of going to war with them is literally insane. You won't be surprised by this report. Secret Service found DNA on the White House cocaine. They know to whom it belongs, but they lied to America anyway. Are you surprised? Well, as it turns out, the truth about the Biden White House cocaine scandal was covered up. We've been lied to all along. After cocaine was mysteriously found in part of the Biden White House, suggesting someone close to the president himself snuck the drugs in, I have no doubt it was Hunter. A sham investigation by the Secret Service concluded they couldn't determine to whom the drugs belong. In the most heavily surveyed building in America, they want us to believe none of the cameras captured the culprit and claim no DNA was found on the bag of coke itself, which turned out to be a blatant lie. Jesse Waters, Fox News show, obtained documents or Freedom of Information that proved it was a cover-up. They know they're just not telling. Why? Because they consider their job to be to protect the president. Here's another reflection. Two-tier justice system. DOJ refused to charge Joe Biden over a classified doc scandal. Again, are you surprised? The Justice Department continued to prove to America their top priority is defending criminal Joe, going out of their way once again to ensure that the corrupt Democrat is not held accountable. Special Counsel Robert Hur has been investigating Biden's mishandling of classified docs, which saw him remove sensitive material while his vice president, potentially in order to offer them to foreign governments as part of the infamous Biden brand. Bear in mind, the vice president does not have any declassification authority. These documents were even found in his garage next to his Corvette. What Trump had was in a secure safe that had been approved by the National Archives and the FBI. I mean, what's going on here is just unbelievably awful. Despite the fact Biden's classified docs were found in places like the Penn Biden Center, an institution heavily linked to the Chinese Communist Party, Biden will face zero charges. Hur has decided to let Biden off with a measly slap on the wrist after the president may have committed literal treason by giving America's enemies state secrets. Surprise, surprise. Meanwhile, and this is very interesting, Jason Kessler has observed January 6th footage debunks the insurrection hoax. Charlottesville body cam footage would debunk the hoax that took place there, too. Why wait? It's not surprising congressional Democrats had security concerns about GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson's decision to release long-withheld Capitol security footage of the January 2nd, 2021 mostly peaceful protest. It certainly has made the always fantastic regime media narrative that is some sort of unprecedented insurrection already definitively debunked at VDare.com's February 9, 2021 video dramatically less secure. House Republicans make January 6th footage public over Democrat security concerns. However, as permit holder and organizer of the 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, which can now be seen as a dry run for January 6th, I want to ask, when will the Charlottesville footage be released? Because it would have equally decisive effect on what VDare.com has already dubbed the Charlottesville narrative collapse. an example of the damage done to the regime narrative. Any juror who convicted somebody who walked past a police escort like this should be sterilized. Any judge who didn't throw it out should be impeached, writes Mark Randazzi on Twitter. And if the prosecution suppresses this video, then the prosecutors should be disbarred. We live in a post-law America. Of course, I did collaborative research on Charlottesville. I found the whole thing was contrived. Then the mayor of governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, a buddy of Hillary, ordered the Charlottesville mayor to have the local police stand down, use the state police to channel the peaceful protesters into a violent confrontation with Antifa and BLM members, bussed in by George Soros, often even on the same bus. And as I previously reported, the downtown accident alleged to have killed a woman who actually only died the following day from a heart attack was staged. They had two different Dodge Challengers, one with a racing stripe and a sunroof, one without. They had two different drivers, a 20-year-old diagnosed schizophrenic who was pinned with a job, but the actual driver, 32-year-old who commands a battalion of reservists in Ohio whose driving skills were admirable, and tore even three takes. One where he crashes into the back of two vans that had been positioned there with no drivers so they wouldn't suffer whiplash, and then backs up with the skill of a NASCAR driver. One where there's no vehicle in the vicinity, and a third where there's a black Toyota and you have bodies, stuntmen flying through the air. I sent all this footage showing the whole thing was a sham to the entire Department of History at the University of Virginia in the wish, the hope, the expectation they might care about the integrity of what took place in their own community. They did not give a shit. I was really shocked. The response I got was from one member of a chair saying that she was embarrassed that I've ever been a member of the Department of Philosophy there. Meanwhile, we have poll after poll saying things have gotten worse since Trump. Voters say Bidenomics is not working. Meanwhile, Obama's winning campaign strategist tells the truth about Biden's reelection prospects, sparing no feeling. This is David Axelrod with Blaze Media. Democrat political strategist David Axelrod believes Biden's odds of winning reelection are 50-50 at best, or much, much worse if we have anything resembling an honest election. That's the rub. 2 weeks ago, Axelrod made headlines suggesting Biden should reconsider whether running for re-election is best for the country and for him, an aging grandfather now in the ninth decade of life. One analysis followed by a New York Times Siena College poll showed Biden trailing Trump in five of six battleground states, all six of which Biden won in 2020. Biden responded by calling Axelrod a prick. Criticism Axelrod shrugged off. I don't care about them thinking I'm a prick. That's fine. Axelrod told the New York Times, I hope they don't think the polls are wrong, because they're not. Yes, what Axelrod isn't taking into account is the Democrats don't have any intention of running with Biden. They're going to switch him out after the primaries and the caucuses because they have the right to do that. Meanwhile, a CBS anchor ended an interview when a GOP lawmaker gave a perfect reason Biden should face consequences for the classified doc scandal. CBS News anchor Margaret Brennan entered an interview with Representative Mike Turner from Ohio Sunday when he explained why President Biden should face consequences for retaining classified docs. Several news outlets reported last week the special counsel, Robert Hur, I'm going to investigate at his post vice presidential office in Washington, personal residence in Delaware, retention of classified docs, will conclude the investigation, giving the president nothing more than a public scolding. On Face the Nation, Brennan asks what signal not charging Biden sends to the national security world. Turner, chairman of the House Intel Committee, made clear it's not a good one. As well, certainly be devastating, continuing to be devastating for the Department of Justice and the Biden admin with their two-tier system of justice. Biden has been found to be a serial classified document hoarder. Over a 10-year period, he's been taking classified documents, some of the most sensitive that threaten our national security, home without any protection, and certainly able for others to access them, which, of course, was the whole idea.
Anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
I look at all the lonely people. I look at all the lonely people.
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Well, I conclude with two stories that offer some ray of light or hope. The Children's Health Defender, Bobby Kennedy's magazine, reports Connecticut City rejects 5G, citing evidence of health risks. The Board of Representatives in Stamford, Connecticut, earlier this month voted to reject a model agreement that would allow AT&T and Verizon to install 5G on city-owned utility poles. In a bid to get 5G swiftly installed, Governor Ed Lamont's office created a template contract between the nation's top two telecommunication carriers and the state's five major cities. Stamford, the state's second largest, is the only city so far to have voted against using the contract. 21 representatives voted against the pact. 5 were in favor, 8 abstained. Commenting on the city decision, W. Scott McCullough, chief litigator for Children's Health Defense, electromagnetic radiation cases, told the defender, "I applaud Stamford's principled stand, as do I." Advocates for the contract said Stamford's rejection might bring a lawsuit against the city, but McCullough disagreed. The wireless companies do not have a case yet. It's too early. This was merely a decision to reject a model agreement. Federal and state law allow the city to instead negotiate individual terms, and that is what Stamford has chosen to do. Well, so far so good. Meanwhile, get this. All new Toyota ammonia car will destroy all EV makers. We got a video here about it.
In the rapidly evolving world of...
Toyota CEO Koji Sato just unveiled a car that could literally destroy all EVs. This new car is neither an EV nor a gas vehicle, but promises a range of over 1,000 miles. Introducing Toyota's all-new ammonia-powered car. If you thought EVs were the next big thing, prepare to have your mind blown. Combustion engines are about to get banned to make way for an all-electric future. But Toyota is on a mission to wipe EVs out of existence with their massive liquid ammonia project. This new fuel is truly groundbreaking. Not only does it offer zero emissions, it can be used in any ICE car, meaning you will not have to buy an EV. Whew! Nearly the same power output as diesel, over 1,000 miles of range in one tank, and a refueling time as small as a pit stop. Toyota just created the biggest breakthrough in the automotive industry. Ever since Koji Sato took charge of Toyota back in January 2021, Toyota has always been somewhat against electrification. But guess what? Toyota has been playing the long game and have always had this big secret up their sleeve. They first played with hybrids, then EVs, and then even tried hydrogen vehicles. But finally, after billions of dollars and years of innovation, Toyota has found the perfect formula for a car that could truly become the future of the automotive industry. After all, shouldn't there be a company that gives the common man what they want at an affordable price rather than forcing EVs on us? Toyota, in partnership with GAC, is breaking new ground with a never-before-seen ammonia-powered engine, proposing an ambitious pivot away from the electric vehicle trend. Let's talk about the design of the vehicle, which at first glance looks quite similar to any Mercedes two-door coupe, with an Audi-inspired grille and sharp angular headlights at the front. Toyota has given this car a massive grille, which is similar in design to their offerings from Lexus. Wait till I tell you about the powertrain and the real secret behind how this car achieves its massive 1,000-mile range. The bodywork is sculpted aerodynamically, minimizing drag and optimizing fuel efficiency, while the vehicle's lightweight construction, possibly using advanced composites, compensate for heavier weight.
Nice. We'll be right back. We'll be taking your call.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model Easy 4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.